Good evening, Resilience family. Oh, good Sunday evening. Oh my gosh. It's been a wonderful week. I just had a good surprise this morning. My oldest daughter flew in. That was a blessing. So had a good lunch with my three daughters. Very comforting. So unexpected. Love the little unexpected blessings. That's what I call that. So, guys, I hope you all have had a blessed week too. But today I want to talk about it, my empty nesters. I don't know why this came to my spirit, but I was like, we need to talk about this thing. I'm new at this. My youngest daughter moved out, I want to say February of this year. And I was like, oh my gosh. What is going to happen? Like, what is happening? So let's talk about this thing. Having no kids at home. Like, what do you do? Like, what to do? Like, what to do? So I found myself finding me again, digging into what my purpose is. And taking it from there. So I can say, man, find you again. Start there. Find you again. This goes for men or women, if you a couple, if you're married or not, or you living by yourselves. It's time to dig in more to your purpose. Is how I'm seeing it now that I'm an empty nester. Man, digging back to your passion, what you love, and dig in. I could say, write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down. That way you could take the necessary steps, write your goals down. I'll make that bucket list. Man, being the empty nester, man, I felt lost at first. I will admit, I felt lost at first. I was like, okay, what do I do now? There's no one home. There's no one to take care of. There's no one to help me. It's just me. And cooking for one person, y'all, I really had to learn that. I really did. Yeah, that's something else right there. But I'm finding my peace. I'm finding my solace. I'm finding me. I'm learning me again. I'm digging in with my relationship with God. It's wonderful. In the beginning, it was not. It was not. I really sat day after day, like, what am I to do? What are you to do, Dawn? What are you going to do with yourself? But my empty nesters, I hope y'all chime in later. Send me a message. Let me know what do you do now that your kids are grown, moved out. They might be married. I don't know. What are you pursuing? Any businesses you start up? You think you should write a book? Travel. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm shooting for 2024. More travel. I want to see this wonderful earth that God created. So write your goals down. Write down your passion again. Write down your purpose again, is what I believe. And start from there. Pick up a hobby, one that you probably stopped doing when you started having children, had a family. So please chime in. Chime in, my empty nesters, and let me know what y'all doing. Please, 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 please let me know. Give me some tips. It will help because you have to be resilient at that too. You got to bounce back from making that shift from being that parent, having those kiddos around that you had to look after, you're still doing that. It's just they're afar. Some of them have their own families or in college or in their careers now, doing them living. So let me know, chime in under the video if you send us on YouTube, my listeners. You all can reach out to me on Facebook, Resilience with Dawn Olivia, Instagram. I'm over here sitting trying to think of my email address, y'all. And it is not coming to mind. Excuse me, whoever watching this, something just stuck on my lip. It's crazy. But I really just drew a blank and cannot think of that email address. But when I get it, I'll make sure I put it in the notes, the footnotes. It's just not coming to me. Oh, I know. Favor at resilience, W, Dawn Olivia. .com. It's favor, the at sign, resilience spelled out, W, dawnolivia.com. But guys, I just had to bring this to fruition. Just bring it out. It was on my heart to you empty nesters. It's time to live again. Live again. Take up that hobby. Take up that hobby you always wanted to do. Take up that hobby, start that business, write that book, join that class, live, live, because God still ain't done with us. We got a purpose and we're breathing. So I just wanted to chime in and talk to us empty nesters and talk about it because I was lost in the beginning. I just could not understand. I really was not trying to grasp my mind around. Okay, you're home. It's you. You know, I'm actually thinking about getting a little dog too. I don't know. More responsibility, huh? So let me know what y'all doing. And my empty nesters, much, much kudos to y'all. Seriously. Live. Just live. Be resilient. And dig into your purpose again. Dig into your purpose again. It's worth it. That's what God created us for, to live, live, have a sound mind, be at peace. And we could do that when our kids move out. That's what I'm finding out. That's what I'm finding out. So I just wanted to chime in and talk to my empty nesters. Y'all, I'm in your world now. I do know about it. And little by little, I guess I'm liking it. Little by little, it's peaceful. I do read a lot now. I was reading, but I think I read more now. So, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching this. If you're seeing this on YouTube, subscribe. Subscribe. Listen to the other episodes. And let's talk about it. Let's always talk about it. I love you. I thank you. Be safe, be well, and always, always be resilient and know that God got you. All right, my empty nesters and my listeners. Live, 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 live. All right. Have a blessed week. A blessed week.